Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan Sim. I'm your host for the Daily Challenges, where normally each week we explore a different theme, and Monday through Friday we have a rhythm to help us explore it in lots of depth. This week is different. This is our Best of 2014 week, where we celebrate some of our favorite videos from the last year. This was a great year. We explored all kinds of interesting things. We looked at the church in our series on the Pioneer Story. We celebrated Easter, of course. We spent lots of time looking at the person of Jesus and much more. Before we do start our next series, this year we're going to be exploring the Old Testament. We wanted to share some of our favorites from the last year. We picked them either for their creative setting or because they had content that we really thought was worth hearing again. Without further ado, here's one of our favorites. Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today is Tuesday, the day we study and reflect on the Bible. This week we're talking about Jesus, the most interesting man in the world, and particularly how he considered himself to be like a shepherd, what that means to us today. I asked you yesterday if there was anything so important to you that if you lost it and then found it again, you might actually consider throwing a party to celebrate its return. I gave the example of a cell phone. It's such an extension of people's lives today. It's that kind of thing that we might actually openly celebrate its return. Well, Jesus told a story like this in the book of Luke, where somebody lost something, found it, threw a party. Now, the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." Well, the people who were first listening to this story would have really understood the role of a shepherd in their society. It would have been a pretty common thing. But of course, it isn't so common in our day. We're a little more used to our sheep being in pens like this, at zoos, farms. We're used to them being enclosed by an outer bound, a fence. That's not at all how shepherding was done in Jesus' day. The role of the shepherd was critical. A shepherd basically played the role of the fence. A fence keeps the sheep in, where a shepherd keeps the sheep close. Rather than having a boundary for the sheep, the shepherd represents the center of the flock. He's the one who protects the flock. He's the one who cares for them, who feeds them, who brings them to new places where there's new food. The shepherd is the one they trust and know. And so, when a sheep gets into trouble, doesn't want to be far from the shepherd. He's their protection. He's their guidance. A shepherd's crook, that curly stick, kind of like a long cane, is the ultimate symbol of a shepherd's protection and guidance. A shepherd could at once use that shepherd's crook to direct and guide gently a sheep, could use it to beat off an attacker, could use it to grab a sheep that was going the wrong way and bring it back in closer. It's a multi-dimensional tool that represents the shepherd's care for those sheep.
I don't know anything about sheep.
So, Elliot, what do you know about sheep?
Don't know anything. They just eat grass.
They just eat grass. What do sheep say? Great. What else do sheep do?
I don't know.
They're furry.
They're furry?
Yeah.
And are they purple?
No. Oh.
White.
White? Are there any black sheep?
No, just white.
Oh, well, why is the song about black sheep then?
It's because that's the song. Ba ba black sheep, every animal.
Yes sir,
free days for.
What's your most favorite thing in the whole world?
I sent my mermaid is special.
Do you like Mummy Owl better or Thomas the Train?
Both.
Both. How would you feel if we lost Mummy Owl?
Sad.
Then how would you feel if you found Mummy Owl?
Happy.
What would happen if we lost Mermaid?
I might be sad.
Oh, and what would happen if we found Mermaid again?
Happy.
Would you throw a party if you found Mermaid? No, you wouldn't throw a party?
Would you have a party?
Yeah, for both of them. But not lots of people. I just want this Jakey, I just want Elliot, I just want Daddy, I just want Mommy.
Now, a shepherd in Jesus' day with 100 sheep would actually have been pretty well off. That was a lot of sheep for a shepherd to look after. And so, if you had a sense that maybe this shepherd was rejoicing and throwing a party because he'd found a sheep and was going to be destitute without it, well, no, this is 1% of his flock. 1% is significant, but it's not everything. It doesn't mean he was going to be lost without this sheep, that he was going to be homeless and hungry. So it's not because he was nearly broke that this shepherd rejoiced over his found sheep. We also can't get a sense from this story that this sheep was somehow more important than the others, that maybe this was his best sheep, that this was the most expensive sheep that was gonna make him all his money. No, it doesn't seem to be important except that it's lost. Jesus just says 100 sheep, one of them gets lost. He doesn't say your best one, he doesn't say your most expensive one. Just a sheep, a random sheep out of your flock. These things are all significant, as we're going to see later this week. What makes this sheep important is that it's one of his 100 that is vulnerable and alone. It's in danger. And as a shepherd, if he's going to be any kind of a good shepherd, he needs to do something about that. And so he goes to great lengths to find and save this sheep from danger, where it would be vulnerable to attack by wolves or other predators. So he leaves the 99 in the open field and goes off to find the other. He puts the other 99 at risk, yes, by leaving them in the open country, but not in near as much danger as the one that is alone and without a shepherd, without any other sheep. So he goes off looking for this sheep because it's lost and alone. When he finds it, he picks it up, puts it on his shoulders to carry it back to the rest of the flock, gathers together everybody he knows, and says, "We need to celebrate. I found my lost sheep." He goes over the top, celebrating what he's found that was once lost. He really does go over the top. I can see, you know, you find that missing sheep in your flock, that 1% that was missing, you might cheer, you might do a little celebratory skip in the air, you might be happy, you might tell your friends, but to actually throw a party to celebrate that one sheep was lost and now found seems over the top. I wonder why Jesus would include that in his story. Why he'd want us to see this shepherd going over the top celebrating the return of this lost sheep. So that is your question today. Why do you think Jesus goes over the top here? What context in this story might help us figure out why this is such a critical part of Jesus' story about the shepherd? We'll have a great discussion. I hope you're sharing these discussion questions with other people you know, from the train, bus, from work, from home. That's a really important part of these challenges, is that they're not just individual challenges. They're meant to be done in community with a small group of people who you gather with regularly to study what it means to follow Jesus. Don't forget, we also read the Bible in sync as a community. You can get on our website or app to see what today's Bible reading is. We'll have a great discussion, and I will see you tomorrow as we try and go into a bit more depth into what this story means. Bye for now.